Last day for this particular classroom pledge from Ms. Bullock's class. She teaches fourth grade there at John Brown Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't forget to send in your pledge. If you're a teacher, PTO, PTA member, whatever you are, a parent, you want to go ahead and record the kids doing a pledge, we can feature that for a week. Just send it to pledge@jayandkevin.com. Super simple. All right, news time, Steve. What's happening?
Oh, this is really something.
Is it?
Is it, though? Something.
Well, it's kind of something.
Let's all find out together.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Jay, you know, we recently took an airplane adventure.
We did, yeah. We flew to Nashville.
Mm-hmm. And everybody, I think, is aware that there's not too much space when it comes to planes.
Yeah, depending on the plane, the one we had was an older plane, which was really tiny. I mean, that thing was snug. I mean, even in the, you know, where they say, oh, these are whatever they say.
That's Comfort Plus?
Yes, thank you, Monty. And they, yeah, Comfort Plus seats when the plus was about an inch and a half. So, yeah, it wasn't so much comfort, yeah.
Yeah, and the aisles are kind of tight.
Yeah, narrow, you know, yeah.
All that stuff. Well, a Mexican soap opera star and fitness influencer.
Whoa.
She is apparently getting slammed online after she performed a full body pump workout during a long-haul flight.
Like in the aisle?
Yeah, she said she was feeling crazy after nearly 35 hours in the air on planes.
Oh, my.
And so there's footage of this
woman. I'm feeling crazy.
Yeah, it shows her in an eye mask and pajamas.
That's a good start.
Yeah, so I mean, that's an appropriate outfit for working out.
Sure. Everybody wears an eye mask when they work out.
Yeah. So it shows her running in place in the aisle.
Okay.
Then.
Is this while people are trying to sleep?
I would assume so.
Oh,
if she's in her pajamas.
Yeah, I
guess.
Yeah.
She proceeds to perform a series of squat jumps, as you would do like in a CrossFit class.
Right, yeah. There's room for a squat jump in the aisle of a plane?
She had to be in the galley.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, smokes. That's tight.
I don't know. It says running in place in the aisle.
In the aisle. Oh,
you know
what?
If you're trying to sleep and that's going on next to you, it's like, okay.
Okay.
Maybe a little tripsy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. At least her husband didn't seem to mind because he was just scrolling on his phone while this was
just
all happening.
Just ignoring the whole thing.
So, there's that.
I've seen people get up and do, one time a guy got up and did a little stretching. He did the little, like, leg kick, like, right hand to left foot.
Oh.
And then he was doing that back by the bathroom. And I thought, I mean, I understand. Sometimes you just got to get up on those long flights. But
sure.
I don't know about squat jumping in the aisle. Yes, Warren?
When we were heading down to take our cruise.
Yeah.
We were from Spokane to Seattle, and in the Seattle airport, there was an older couple, and they had masks on, and we were in the dining room kind of area. Then they take their mask off, and he was actually stepping onto the chair, onto the table, back down to the chair, back down to the floor.
He was doing like step ups onto the table?
Onto the table. And then his wife, when he quit, he put his mask back on. She took hers off, and then she started doing all these stretches and running in place and on and
dokey.
On.
You didn't video that?
I did.
Attaboy.
I did. Along with everybody else.
Yeah. I'm like, how do you not?
It's like
stepping up on the table.
So funny, and then they put their masks back on.
Having got their little exercise.
Having been on a very, very long flight at one point, I could see them wanting to do it. But
sure, I could see stretching even. Yeah, you know.
I've been on a 15-hour flight.
Yeah, that's long.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're in your pajamas and your eye mask doing some squat jumps.
Nope.
Yeah.
I walk the aisle. I mean, walk up and down a couple
down
times.
A little bit.
Yeah. Steve's bag is a little too wide for the aisle. He has a little bit of an older bag, and so it's too wide for the aisle. He kept just banging it off people as he's walking down the aisle.
Was it really that bad?
I mean, that just made everybody look. I was like, I just kept pointing like this. This is my face.
Yeah, look at that.
Right.
Look
at that guy. What are you going to do with these kids?
I don't know. These kids these days acted like I wasn't traveling with them.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't even know. I've never seen him before.
Oh, boy.
Sorry for the world, this guy.
Now I'm going to have to travel with it again in a couple days.
I know. Yeah. Be well aware.
Oh, man. People are going to boo me.
Carry it. That would be actually great. Yeah. Carry it sideways in front of you.
That's it. Well, then I can't roll it.
Story number two.
That is correct. Unless you have rotating wheels like, you know, any bag in the last 10 years does.
Yeah.
I know.
That's unfortunate. Oh, well, moving on. This might interest the Friday crew.
By the way, it would be kind of fun if Steve, as he's coming down the aisle with his too wide bag, watch your elbows, watch your elbows, watch your elbows, watch your elbows, elbows. Watch your elbows.
Well, the funny thing is the bag that I have actually, it expands, but I have it not expanded because then it's supposed to be fine to
overhead compartment. Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
And it does fit. It's fine. I mean, it meets the requirements, but yeah, just getting down that aisle. Maybe, maybe I'm just... You know, going back and forth a little too much.
Yeah,
I'm
maybe you're just wiggling, a little too much wiggle in your walk.
Yeah, that could be it. I think that's the problem. Oh, well. Let's see what happens. Scottish Dairy, Organic Dairy Farm?
Okay.
They're offering what they're calling UK's most expensive flat white, which is a coffee drink made with espresso and steamed milk that is microfoam to create a smooth, velvety texture. Guess how much it's priced at?
Oh boy,
$20.
Oh no,
$7.95.
Oh no.
How much of it do you get?
One cup.
I guess it's just a cup.
$12.
Mm-mm. Oh no,
$43.
No, you're way off.
$69.
$344.
Oh, well worth it, guys. Yeah. Well worth it.
Where was this at?
It's a Scottish farm. They're selling UK's most expensive cup of coffee.
What the heck?
Well, that's chump change.
Good milk.
Take the free stuff we get here and suffer with it.
Yes.
I'm not paying any of that.
It's doggone good.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Stop it. It's free parking at the Deer Park Park?
Yeah.
Free parking?
Yeah.
Whoa, how many parking spots at the Deer Park Park?
412.
412 spots?
Kevin James.
And the Deer Park Park is only a few blocks from where Bruce grew up.
That's back.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we got some Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets for you. If you want to try to figure out who... There's going to be a bunch of liars and one truth teller. All you got to do is figure out which person is telling the truth, and we'll hear all the stories, and then you can call 509-441-0999 to let us know who's telling the truth. Warren, you want to kick it off?
Sure, I do.
Okay.
About a week ago, I was going down some stairs.
Yeah.
And they were really narrow treads, and I don't know what happened. I must have missed the last couple of steps, and all of a sudden, I ended up on my face on the concrete. And I got some bruised ribs and a scraped knee and a sore wrist out of it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I spilled my coffee.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's terrible.
I know.
All right. Warren fell down the stairs. Bruce, what's yours?
Well, I was walking down my stairs at home last week.
Yeah.
And I fell down on the bottom of the stairs.
No way.
Spilled my coffee.
Oh, what the heck?
Huh.
Steve?
Well, it's funny. I was here at work. And I was following Jay out of the office, and we were doing a little chatting, a little talking.
As we tend to.
Yeah, we were walking down the stairs, and I fell right down them, spilled my orange soda all over the place.
Oh, no, really?
My goodness.
Jeez Louise.
Wow.
Monty?
Well, you know how I fell off the ladder last week?
Yeah, that was very
bad. Sort of fell. It fell for me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
After the show last week, I was walking down the stairs. Steve was letting us out. Sure as all get out, missed that bottom step. I just did a face plant right there on the door sill.
Oh man, bet that hurt.
Spilled my coffee.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Coffee, huh?
They have these metal stairs at work, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was walking down those stairs. And I was talking to Steve, as we tend to do.
Yeah.
Only this particular time, I happened to be carrying my briefcase, which just kind of threw my balance off a little bit, and I missed like the second to last stair. And as I fell down, I got bruised ribs, I hurt my wrist, and I spilled my soul all over the...
spilled your soul.
All over the asphalt.
Oh, yeah. I hate
witness.
It.
Yeah. Witness.
Crazy.
509-441-0999. One of those stories is true. Which one is it? Got a little prize for you here, and you'll have a badge of honor if you can tell us who actually fell down the stairs, apparently. Hello, Jane Kevin Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Chuck.
Chuck, which one of those stories is true?
It's Warren.
Okay. Warren, did you fall down the stairs?
I sure as heck did.
What the heck?
Boy, I sprawled, man. I tell you what.
He hit me on the way down. He actually did. Like, pushed me out of the way. Boom.
Did I really? I didn't even know.
No, I mean, nothing bad. Nothing bad. He launched like from the edge of the stairs to where he landed was a good 7 or 8 feet.
Clear so, outside the door.
Warren, that is, first of all, how you didn't get hurt, I don't know. I mean, like seriously hurt, I don't know.
I don't either.
What were you doing?
Well, Bruce and
talking.
I were, yeah, imagine
yeah,
that.
Imagine that. Bruce and I were following Monty, and I said, you know, these stairs are, the tread is narrow.
Were you seriously talking about the stairs
yes.
when you fell
yes.
down the
yes.
stairs?
And he was going down, Monty was going kind of going down sideways, and I said, see, Monty's going sideways. Next thing I knew is everybody's going, are you okay? Like, I think I am.
You
and
didn't,
I,
you didn't trip him, did you,
Monty? No,
he was in front of me. No.
Steve was between us, actually.
Okay.
But the funny part is we just talked about it in studio that day.
Yeah.
About your sister and people falling down.
Upstairs, missing, falling downstairs.
Missing the last step.
Yeah.
And I was like,
did I ever? Wow.
And you just landed, like, did you penguin, like, landed flat on your belly and slid
yeah,
out
I think
the
I
door?
Did, didn't I? I don't know what happened
so
fast.
He was flat.
He was, and it was just a, I mean, man. That sound. It was just bad.
Well, I'm very happy that you're not dead. You didn't get hurt too bad.
Yeah. I said, doggone it, I spilled my coffee. Bruce goes, oh, I'll share mine with you.
What a friend.
He literally fell 8 inches, and that was ridiculous.
So do you think you just thought you were on the ground already?
That's
and missed
what
the
I
last
think,
step?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Man, were you holding on to the handrail?
I was.
What the heck? You still went out.
And I launched. I mean,
Yeah, I don't know how you did it. I don't.
Well, there's probably between the stairs and there's probably at least 5 feet to the door.
Yeah, right.
And but he was all the way out into the concrete hallway.
Steve, clear out the door and onto the concrete.
Steve, you were holding the door open at that time?
Oh, yeah, and it happened in slow and fast motion at the same time.
Fast to me.
And you just slid right out the door.
I did. Wow.
I mean, you saw Jay Leno when he fell down that hill.
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Oh, he is in rough shape.
Is he?
Got his arms in a sling, and his whole side of his face is bruised. And
oh,
yeah, I got a rock hit in the eye and the whole
golly.
Thing. So after that, I'm thinking, you got pretty lucky.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Man, that's
could
insane.
Could have hit the wall instead of going out the door.
Bruce
said on the way in this morning, it's a good thing Steve had the door open.
No, seriously.
Yeah,
you would have gone headlong right into the wall.
Oh, man.
The door. That's
bang.
Crazy. I called Warren after I found out what had happened from Steve. Steve's like, comes upstairs. He's kind of wide-eyed, you know. He's like, Warren just fell down the stairs. And I thought we were doing a bit. I'm like, yeah, good one. We just talked about it. No, he really did, and he flew out the door. So I'm in shock. I was like, what? I didn't know what happened. So then I call him.
Yeah.
And he and Bruce are driving home together, and all I hear is this guy over here laughing his head off.
Laughing his head off.
Like a true friend.
He said to me when we were going out the parking lot, he goes, boy, I'm sure glad you're driving. He says, my eyes are so teared up, I can't even see.
Still happened.
That was so funny. The whole time, I go, well, you must be feeling okay, because Bruce is laughing his head off.
Yeah.
And then you know what I did right after that? I went down to engineering, and I said, where are the cameras?
Oh, that would have been so awesome, because I'd like to see it.
I looked for those immediately, and there wasn't one in there.
Not one that gets a good angle of that, unfortunately.
I would really like to know what happened.
Nothing in play there, Jay.
And unfortunately, the one that we could have used, the door is blocking it because it's from the outside.
Oh, outside.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't get to see anything.
I should have had a cape on as far as I flew. Yeah.
I was so hoping to at least be able to post the video.
Well, yeah.
Coffee everywhere. Just, boy.
Oh, man. Chuck, hold on for a second. We'll get you all set up with the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. I'm glad you didn't get hurt, Warren.
Yeah, thank you.
That was crazy. Nothing too bruised, though, huh? You didn't really?
Oh, I got some bruised ribs.
Gosh, dang it,
on the outside
dude.
Over here. And,
holy smokes.
And a scrape on my knee, but that's the only visible thing.
I love how he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going down the stairs. What just happened? Everybody okay? Oh, Warren.
The Big 99.9 Coyote. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What was the line you pretended to use on that girl?
That doesn't exist?
Yes, the fake girl and the pretend conversation.
Yeah,
what was
it? Yeah. Oh, you could be my forever, like the stamp on this envelope.
Kevin James.
You just came up with that.
That is good. Like, no, it's really good.
Or maybe I heard that from someone. I don't think I heard that.
Doesn't matter. It's still good.
Yeah, I
own it, son.
You can use it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Entertainment news here. Hey, real quick, Warren, you, I think, are the only one. Monty, have you been to Nashville?
Yes.
To hang out?
Yeah.
Or just fly through?
No, went to a conference there.
Conference. Oh. So you were there for 3-4 days, maybe?
That was 4 days, I think.
Did you go to Broadway?
Which
the main strip?
Yes,
there?
Yes, went down Broadway.
And it was it crazy packed or was it?
If memory serves, it wasn't out of
how
outrageous.
Long ago.
I'd say that was 6-7 years ago.
That's probably why. In the last 5 years, it's gone absolutely nutty.
Really?
When were you there, Warren?
Well, I was trying to think when we went down there. It was longer than that.
Oh, it was. Okay, yeah. You need to go back. Now, there's a lot to do down there.
I mean, I love it down there.
They're all bars. You don't have to drink, but it's all bars. But they have so much live music that it's impressive. And every one of those people, I feel like, that plays in the bars is pretty doggone good.
Yeah.
Where you go, huh? Weird how they don't have a record deal.
No. Yeah.
Bourbon Street in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of live music there, too.
It was just busy.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's that, too. It's a different kind of busy at Broadway, but, you know, not quite as crazy as New Orleans.
It was fun. I loved it.
You would go back, though, huh?
Oh, yes.
Let's take the Friday crew. Steve, let's go. Book the trip real quick.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Let's do it.
Next year in Nashville.
Yeah.
CMAs with the Friday crew.
Imagine these guys, like, interviewing Russell Dickerson.
That'd be fun.
It would be fun to watch, yeah. Good news for Reba fans. Happy's Place has been extended.
Has it?
They bought 5 episodes, and the ratings were so good that they have now signed on for a full 18-episode season.
Oh, cool. I haven't watched it yet. I've got it recorded.
I haven't either.
Have you watched it? No.
Man, you record a lot of stuff.
Oh, too much.
Holy smokes.
Well, at 8 o'clock, from 8 to like 11, it records automatically.
It records
on certain channels.
Everything on that channel?
Yes. After 8 o'clock.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think I got it set up that way, and then I can pick and choose what I want.
And then you go back. What is your go-to sit down and watch time? I mean, if you're recording all this time.
From about
3 in the afternoon.
right before dinner at 3 o'clock.
No, not for me, but I'd say between 5 and 6.
Between 5 and 6 is when you watch?
Yeah, and well, no, it starts about 5 or 6, and then I go to.
And when do
I
you watch what you've recorded? You go late at night, or
whenever we get a chance. That's the hard part.
Oh man,
that's
because sometimes you just can't find time to catch up on what you've got.
Oh, and that's the truth now.
And there you
that's
go.
That's what's going on,
Steve. What do you got for us for entertainment news, my friend?
Well, another country baby is on the way.
Country baby?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
As opposed to a city baby.
That's correct.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Hunt and Hannah Lee Fowler are expecting their third child.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So they'll have, when the baby is born, 3 under 3, if my math is right.
That's Yikes. A lot.
Ooh.
Yeah, they have a 2-year-old daughter and a 12-month-old son right now.
Yeah.
And, that'll be 3 under 3.
We call that very busy, I think we call that.
Yeah, so. Well, at least you got, you knock them out. You got a senior, a sophomore, and a junior all at once.
At least at some point they'll all be going to the same school.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you have twins.
There's like 2 of them, right?
Yeah.
I think they're twins. Is,
there are 2 of them.
Is that right?
2 of them.
I did want to let you guys know that my wife was talking to one of the students that she had, and she was asking the child, she's like, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? And the kid goes, I don't know. And she goes, I'm going to have soup. Do you like soup? And the 5-year-old's like, I love soup. And my wife's like, well, that surprises me. A lot of times soup is what old people will eat. And he's like, no, I love soup. She goes, do you love tomato soup? And she goes, yeah, that's what old people eat. And the kid goes, I don't think I've had that. Have I had that, Mom? Mom's like, no. And so my wife goes, do you like grilled cheese? And the 5-year-old goes, I love Gorilla cheese.
Gorilla cheese.
Special kind of cheese.
Yeah. I'm like, Gorilla cheese.
Gorilla cheese.
Great name for it. I want to use that forever now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forget about grilled cheese, guys.
Yeah, forget that.
Over that Gorilla cheese. They also make glue, apparently.
And
tape.
And tape, good idea.
Good tape.
Yeah. Wonder if that could, Gorilla tape, could that have held the door yesterday, Jay?
No, we have this, we keep having our fire alarm go off, and it's super cool because it's the boy who cried wolf almost every day.
Oh, sure. Wow.
And now it's to the point where people don't even move. For a while there, you'd get up and you'd go do what you're supposed to do, and now it just keeps going off, and they're trying to fix it. Well, when it goes off, it closes the fire doors that we have automatically. So it closes these doors, which is supposed to obviously restrict the fire.
Oh, yeah. Right. Sure.
But then you can't get them to magnetic back open again because they have a little magnetic thing, but it won't work until it's reset, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
So there's one right over here. And so it drives everybody crazy because once it's used to being open, but when it's closed, it makes you feel really confined.
Closed in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In. So yesterday, I was just being a jerk, which is so out of character for me.
Yes.
Very much so. That surprises me.
Thank you guys for playing along. Yeah. So I told Steve, and Steve's super mechanical.
Oh, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd know.
Yeah.
How mechanical is he?
So he goes, there's scotch tape sitting on top of the counter there, and there's this big, heavy fire door, and I open it, and I go, here, I'm just going to take a piece of this tape and tape it open. He goes, is that going to work?
I thought you knew some sort of secret. Like there was another.
You know what else? You know what would work better? That was masking tape.
Yeah, masking tape would work.
Yeah.
So much better.
Painter's tape.
Yeah, painter's tape. Oh, yeah. That stuff's strong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I literally was. Took it off, put it up on the magnet, and then he goes, is that going to work? I go, no. And I just turn around, walks away, and it closes behind us. So I'm like, what if you mean, is that going to work? Scotch tape, dude. It barely holds paper together.
I got it. Next time, use Teflon tape.
Teflon tape. Good job.
There you go.
Somebody on the text line said, I remember you guys used to play a thing called Pet Peeve. Do you have a pet peeve right now, Warren? What is your pet peeve? The end of November 2024.
Too many things to do right now, and I can't get them done because I don't have the stuff to do it.
Like, you mean around the house? You've got...
Well, I need to work on my pickup. I need to put a new transfer case in my pickup, and I've been waiting for like 3 weeks for this thing.
Why is it to seem busier now that you don't work?
It does seem that way.
Because
that's
you
no
keep
kidding.
Taking on more projects maybe than you used to?
Well, I guess, but I haven't been doing much for anybody else.
Huh. I don't understand how that works. Is that true, Bruce? You're busier now that you're retired?
Oh, heck yeah.
What if I don't want to be busier after I'm retired?
Don't answer the phone to start with.
There you go.
Yeah, work harder now.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. It's a good idea. Then I won't be busier. Well, the good news is I don't know how to do anything, so there's that.
Oh, well, that helps.
Yeah, that's beneficial.
People won't ask you to do anything when you don't know how to do anything.
Maybe once, but that would be the only time.
Yeah, well played, Jay.
Yeah, ruin it.
Well played.
And then, you know, you don't have to do anything. Right? Yeah, it's so great.
Do stuff bad on purpose. Like, never asking him again. Thank you.
I don't even have to try to do it on purpose. It just happens. Bruce, what's your current pet peeve?
I have a pet peeve.
Let's hear it.
My wife has made me a little area to do my bookwork type stuff.
Okay.
And I'm not very, I'm messy.
Yeah, I got you, yeah.
She comes by and she cleans it up and puts stuff everywhere. And
no.
I can't find stuff then.
That's right. Where's that stuff I left? Well, I cleaned it up. Well, I had it right there for a reason.
Yeah. It was on top. I needed that.
Yeah. You know, it is funny because there's people, and there's some of them that work in this building, and you guys know them. It's Casey and those guys who work downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Their desks... Well, the lead engineer's desk, Sean, and I know you're listening, Sean, he has piles. I don't know if he's still a pile guy, but he used to be a pile guy, but he knew where everything was.
Yeah, I mean,
organized chaos.
Oh, 100%. Like, and I'd be like, hey, do you have such and such? Boom, boom, boom. Pulls it right out of there. Like, whoa.
Moves one stack and reaches behind the other one.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works.
Yep.
Yeah, so don't touch your stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Monty, pet peeve?
It's stuff breaking now that shouldn't be breaking.
Yeah. I see.
I mean,
it's relatively new, but it breaks.
It's like, yeah. I mean, like you pay good money for something and it breaks. Like I had a lawnmower that the whole not just the
not pole, just the rope,
not just the rope. The whole thing came off the top. I mean, it's just
you're too strong, Monty.
Apparently, yeah. And so I was just like, enough with that. So I made a tool that starts at the. I did. I made a tool that
you just rigged it up.
Yeah, I made a little thing for my drill, and I just works fine.
Wow, cool.
Well, I mean, that's just an example of one thing. It's like things aren't just.
I have noticed that when you go buy stuff, you know, they don't make them like they used to. That's not just a joke.
It's
a
throwaway. Yeah.
Well, half the time the salesperson will say like, how long have you had that, let's say, refrigerator? How long have you had that refrigerator? Oh, like 25 years. Well, this one ain't going to last that long.
No. Yeah, 100%. Right off the bat. True story.
Yeah, you might get about 5 years out of it, and then you get to buy a new one. Yep. I think they figured out that making them last that long.
Exactly.
Get so many return customers.
Yeah.
Steve, pet peeve? This should be good.
Actually, when we were on that small plane.
Yes.
And the seats were very tight.
They were.
There was someone in front of me who had their seat back like an inch or something. And I thought it didn't look right when I first got on the plane. And then when we landed, they brought it up.
Then they bring it up.
I see what's going on here.
Steve was in actually the worst seat. He was a back row window. So it doesn't recline because the bathroom's there.
Yeah, that's right.
The guy's reclining into him, and he's like, I walked back to use the restroom, and I looked. I'm like, he just looked like a little tiny boy sitting back in this corner like somebody was punishing him.
Was there somebody beside you?
There was.
Yeah.
And it didn't help that I was wearing that dunce hat.
No.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Go ahead and speak into the microphone and say whether you, with that voice altering thing, to tell me whether you've actually hidden money from your spouse.
Thank you, Jay. I'm glad that thing's working.
Yes, go ahead.
No.
Kevin James.
Number two, go ahead.
Well, maybe.
That was, no one could tell who that was.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Gosh, darn it, Bruce.
You didn't see that coming.
Dang it, man.
You had a ride with him.
With Warren?
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't. No. One of these days, I'm going to your coffee, wherever you guys
are. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
Again, I work in the morning, so I don't
that's right.
I don't know if I can make that work.
Take a vacation day, Jay.
Thank you, Steve. What time y'all start?
8.
8 o'clock.
Like 8 o'clock sharp? Anybody ever late?
Well, there's people late and there's people early.
Oh.
Yeah.
7:30-ish.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many days?
Tuesday.
Only one day?
Yeah.
That's for the big group. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So it's every day.
I go every day.
Oh, excuse me.
Every single day except Friday.
Yeah.
Thursday, too.
Thursday, too, yeah.
Wow. That's definitely new within the last year, right? The everyday thing?
Oh, no. We've been doing it for a long time.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. That's commitment.
But it's a different group.
That's commitment.
Different group.
Every day, or some repeat customers?
Let's see here. No, it's the same guys Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, including Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, Saturday.
Okay, do they meet on Friday without you?
Oh, yeah.
That's rude. Mm-hmm. Are there female coffee groups?
Oh, I don't know. We don't allow them.
Well, as if they'd want to show up anyway.
Right, right.
I mean, honestly.
In our Tuesday group, sometimes we invite our wives. Everybody.
Okay, I see. All right. Well, very nice. All right, we're going to play a little game called Synonym Rolls, brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO.
Synonym Rolls.
Yeah. One of our favorite breakfast foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve's going to give us, let's keep the same teams, Warren, you and I.
Okay.
Bruce and Monty.
All right.
Each team member can have a guess on what the word is. So Steve will give us a synonym for the actual word. We're trying to figure out what it is. So he'll give us a word. You got to figure out what word he's trying to describe.
Oh.
You'll figure it out as we go, Warren.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Steve.
Okay, so we go back and forth until
we'll
we get it?
And, we'll ping pong it back and forth.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys can start.
Okay.
All right, Steve.
Okay. Oh, I don't want to.
No, you do.
Okay.
There's no punishment there. All right, Steve.
No punishment.
Okay.
Nope. Beautician.
Stylist.
Ooh.
Hairdresser.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
What?
Don't have to guess yet. He's going to give us another word.
Oh, I give you another word.
Yeah,
okay.
You do.
Cosmetologist.
And you said, what did you say?
I said stylist.
And you said beautician?
Makeup artist.
Nope.
It's not necessarily one word, Steve.
Yes, but it is.
Okay.
And I don't really know if this is. Yeah, I guess.
Did
it
we
is
say beautician?
Yeah,
that's what
you
said. Good, yeah.
That's what you just said.
Crazy.
Want another word?
Barber.
Engineer.
Oh, wait. Someone said it.
Oh,
barber?
Barber.
Oh, wow. Wow. I think Warren got two guesses, but we're taking it. 1-0.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Next round. That seemed weird that a barber was. We were all thinking so fancy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, we were definitely thinking fancy.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
All right. We get to go first, Warren. All right. We're ready, Steve.
Okay. Trail.
Path.
Nope.
Nope.
They're
also,
first.
Also, we're first, but that's okay. You can go first.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys won. Okay.
Camera.
I see what you did there. Road.
It is road.
Oh!
That ain't a trail.
Ha ha, we're winning.
It's a synonym.
Oh, that's right.
Synonym rolls.
Synonym rolls.
All right, you guys get to go first, Monty.
No, you get to go first.
You want us to?
Yeah, because you won.
Oh, okay, all right. 2-0 in favor of us. High five, Warren. Long distance
Boom.
High five.
Oh, air high five.
All right, we're ready, Steve.
All right, cook.
Chef.
Very good.
Really? Wow.
Really? You get the softball?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you said you didn't want to go first.
I know, but the last two were road and path.
Monty, would you like to go first?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, first. I think he needs to go
it's
first.
It's 3-0. We're winning.
Ridiculous.
Neener.
Okay, how about the? All right, how about this? Break.
Break. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, now, yeah, now you don't want to go first.
Break. Snap.
Ooh, that's a good one, Brewster.
No. Do I give another word now?
Well, then Monty can have a guess. Oh, Monty, you want to?
Crash?
Nope.
All right.
Rest.
Ooh. Different kind of break.
I'm going to say nap.
Ooh, yeah. Coffee.
Nope. Nope. Time off.
Vacation?
Vacation.
Yeah. Ooh, good one, go. Monty.
Where you go?
All right. Feel better now, Monty?
I do.
Okay.
Let's go.
That wasn't a softball either.
One more, Monty, and you guys get to go first because guess why?
Because you said so. It's your show?
That's correct.
I like his name's on the show. I like it a
lot. Let's do confection.
You want to guess?
Candy.
That's a good guess, Bruce.
Nope.
Cookie.
Nope.
One more word.
Oh, sorry. Let's do ice cream.
Yogurt?
Nope.
Sprinkles?
Nope.
Hmm.
Candy.
Candy. No, we said that.
No, yeah. That was
one of the guesses.
That was a guess.
Yeah. Oh, that was a guess.
Boy.
Almond Roca. Yeah,
nope.
Toffee. Bad.
Nope.
No.
Gosh, sweet.
I got one.
Syrup?
Divinity.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Look at somebody's smarty pants. Yeah.
Can I give a clue or no?
I think the words are clues.
Okay.
That's how it works. That's how the game's played, actually.
Synonym roll.
All right. Here's another word then.
Thank you, Monty.
Synonym rolls.
Cake.
Frosting.
No.
Oh.
Cake. I forgot. What was the other words?
Ice cream, candy. Confection, candy.
I think sweet. Cake.
Powdered sugar.
Nope. Pastry.
Ooh.
I'll say donut just to make it get it out of the way.
Nope.
Has somebody said cinnamon roll?
No, they haven't.
Cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll.
No.
Oh, dang it.
Pie.
Did you say pie?
He said pie. What do you think, Bruce?
Candy and pie. You don't put candy on pie.
Yeah. I don't know. Cherry pie.
Nope.
What's gummy bears? Gummy things.
No. I can't give a clue other than
I think you better. We're going to be here till midnight.
Okay. Yeah. Think more general. You're being too specific.
General?
Cookie. Right.
What?
Cookie.
Is that the answer?
No, that's a clue.
That's another clue.
Pastry? Or did we say that already?
Somebody say treat?
Oh, I get it now.
You get it, Monty? What
I
is
do.
It?
I do. Toppings.
Nope.
You sure you get it?
Yeah, he said think general, and he's been saying all kinds of stuff.
Confection.
I don't know. I give up. What is it, Steve?
It's dessert.
Oh! Hubba, hubba, hubba.